Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast. I'm Jeff Gamma. Today is Tuesday, May 26, 2015, and it's really nice to be back. I've missed all you guys, every one of you, and the two people that I've missed that I brought on the show today, Brian Chaffin, how are you?
I'm doing well.
That's really great to hear. And John Martellaro, how are you?
Good morning. I missed you too.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah, I was at the ACES conference last week in New Orleans, which was fantastic, and got back and then went right in to Denver Comic Con, where I got to interview some celebrities, which was just so much fun. And now here I am back, and I'm hanging with you guys. Also fun. So that's really great. And we have a sponsor this week, just so everyone knows. That will be CocoTech and their great app, Pathfinder 7.
Have I mentioned that I love Pathfinder?
Not today.
Not today.
Well, yes.
Just yeah. Now. Just now, yeah. And John, you sound a little different to me today, and I know it's not just your voice recovering. Are you on a different mic?
I am. I am using a Blue Encore 200 this week. It's an XLR mic, so I'm going through a Blue Icicle into USB on my Mac. And I'm told this mic sounds pretty good, so let me know what you think.
That sounds, yeah. Everyone, let us know what you think. And first thing I wanted to talk about today is the news that Jony Ive has a promotion. Or I don't know if it's really a promotion, a job description change. And a couple people that are working under him are more visible now. Anyhow, Jony Ive is now Apple's, what was the term they came up with?
Chief Design Officer.
Yes, Chief Design Officer, which is interesting in that when he became the top design guy, Apple consolidated the operating system and the hardware design under one person, and now they're splitting that back out again to two different people.
Johnny is still in charge of it.
Yes, he is.
So it's still under one person. He just now has help doing, or he will have help doing the managerial stuff that he doesn't particularly want to do.
Right.
Plus, he's an officer of the corporation, not a mere senior vice president.
It's true. It's true. And, you know, Apple, it's interesting to me in the piece that I put together for this. It's fascinating that other companies have beat Apple to the punch with a chief design officer when they're all doing it because Apple is the company that made design paramount.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of interesting to me that this really is just now happening.
It is interesting. Okay, so Brian, I want your opinion on this. I've been seeing a lot of talk this morning around the internet. People saying, "Well, this is the writing on the wall. Jony Ive is about to quit Apple." Do you think that's really happening here?
If he was about to quit Apple, I don't think they would be giving him a promotion.
I agree.
And if you read the piece, so the news actually came to us via Stephen Fry, who wrote I personally thought it was a marvelous story for the Telegraph. And according to what Stephen Fry was told by CEO Tim Cook and CDO Jony Ive, he's going to be spending more time doing things like designing stuff for the Apple stores. He's been designing stuff for the new campus furniture and whatnot. That this is supposed to be basically allowing him to step up and look at more big picture stuff and actually not have these managerial responsibility. So I don't know actually why people are getting from that he's about to leave.
Well, there's the opposite effect too. There might be some people who would believe that this is grooming to be this CEO someday, but I don't think that's going to happen either. I don't think there's the right personality type for that.
You know, I made that case. I made that case, two, 3 years ago, and I believe that I was totally wrong. I don't think he wants to be CEO. I don't think he has any interest in it whatsoever.
Yeah. I agree with you on that.
He's a pretty shy guy, too. He likes to work alone.
But so if he was about to leave, Apple would not be promoting him to an officer position, because when he leaves, that officer position is going to go away. No, you know, no one else is going to be able to be CDO for Apple anytime soon. So, I mean, that would be pretty irresponsible. I would be surprised if this somehow means that he's about to leave. Actually makes no sense to me.
Now, my take on it, and thank you, because you're giving me some validation on my take on this, which is that he has been spending far more time than he should, based on his skill set and his value to the company, handling administrative components of dealing with Apple business, as opposed to dealing with design jobs. And by taking and delegating out some of the things that he has been, by the nature of what his position had become, very deeply involved in, that frees him up for what he really excels at, which is coming up with incredible designs.
You know what I think he's really being groomed for? It's not just the design of patio furniture. It's this electric car, which has enormous design potential for Johnny.
I don't think he's being groomed for that. I think he's been working on it.
Well, that's what I mean.
He and Mark Newsom.
That's going to consume him. I mean, he pretty much nailed the watch. Now it's time, you know, there'll be a watch 2.0, but now he's got to move on to the car, and that's going to consume his life.
I think he's been working on the car all this time, though, man.
I'm with you, Brian. I think Johnny Ive has been very deeply involved in the car design from the very beginning.
Yeah, but I think he's been pulled a lot of ways. You know, there's lots of things that he had to do. This frees him up. That's right. This frees him up to focus.
The one thing that maybe does fuel these fires is that there was the rumor that he wanted to move back to England.
Yes, and Apple dropped a bunch of money on him to convince him not to move back. This would give him some time to the ability potentially to spend more time in England while still working for Apple.
Well, with $200 billion, Apple could just buy Wales and move it to Cupertino.
Actually, I don't even think Apple could do that.
But if anyone could, Johnny would be able to design the equipment to make it happen.
Yeah. So if we had two people that were being promoted and Johnny Ive was not being promoted, right? So, you know, he maintained his senior vice president of industrial design title, but now we suddenly have two new people who are vice presidents handling half of what he was doing. I could see that maybe being like possibly a thing about him maybe leaving soon, but not when he's being promoted to CDO. You don't promote someone to a chief C-suite office so that they can leave. That's just not how these things work.
All right. And that totally validates what I've been thinking. You just had much better words to back up what you were thinking.
It's what I do.
It is what you do. I was thinking, no, he's not leaving. But you make it very clear why I am right. So thank you for that.
Yep.
Hey, did I mention we have a sponsor today?
Yes, you did. And I believe that John is fond of them.
Word on the street is John is very fond of Pathfinder 7 from Cocotech. I'm actually very fond of Pathfinder 7 as well. And I was a latecomer to the Pathfinder game. I played with it many, many years ago when it was still a relatively new product. And I wasn't wrapping my head around it because I wasn't in the right place to understand why the Finder wasn't efficient for me. But I'm in that place now, and I love that Pathfinder 7 is a much more efficient way to interact with the files and folders on my computer. One of the things that I just love about Pathfinder 7 is that they have this little kind of Dropbox target area where I can take files and folders from all these different places on my hard drive and gang them up in one location where they're not actually moved, but Pathfinder remembers that these are all the things that I'm interested in right now. And then I can take that whole group and copy them or move them to a new location if I want. But I don't have to take everything from there. I can have a bunch of stuff from different locations that I want to move to two or three new places. And I can do that from this one location also. So it gives me a place to have a single window where I'm dealing with content from across all of my hard drives without having to even think about cluttering up my display with all these extra windows. It's amazing how much time that can save. And it's made it so much easier for me to deal with all the files that I have to move around every single day. And so, John, you're a hardcore fan. Is there a feature?
I've been using it since day one. Well, one of the things that I use a lot is alternate line coloring, but I'm told that's available in Yosemite Finder. But I first started using it years ago, where I have alternate green and white stripes for my text. From my listing by file name. And I really like the look of that. Been using that for years.
That's awesome. And one other thing that I just love, which is one of those things that I consider it a power user feature. If you're connecting to a lot of different servers or hard drives from other platforms, we end up with the invisible DS store files that get scattered around everywhere. Pathfinder makes sure those don't happen. I absolutely love that. So you should try out Pathfinder 7. And you can do that by going to the Cocotec website. That's COCOATECH, Cocotec.com/Pathfinder. Download and try out Pathfinder 7 and learn for yourself that it's just as useful as John and I are saying it is. And then when it's time to buy, go ahead and use the discount code TDO, and that's going to get you a 25% discount off the price, which is really awesome. So go check it out. Cocotec.com/Pathfinder. Use the discount code TDO and get yourself Pathfinder 7. And thank you, Pathfinder, for being our sponsor this week. Okay, the next thing that I want to talk about today is the news that came out this morning, which is that Microsoft is very aggressively looking to tightly integrate with other platforms for Windows 10, meaning they want to make sure that when you use Windows 10 as your primary operating system, it doesn't matter what other devices you're using along with that, they will all fit tightly and work seamlessly with Windows 10. And they called out the iPhone specifically. And so what they're doing is they're going to make sure that all the iOS apps that they have fit tightly in with Windows 10. And in essence, what Microsoft is trying to do is replace the iOS user experience and iOS apps with Windows or Microsoft specific apps that would tie back into Windows 10.
Brilliant. I love it.
Yeah, I think it's a really smart idea. But here's the kicker. Cortana, which is their version of Siri, is going to be included as part of that. And everyone I know that has used Cortana has told me that they find it to be far superior to Siri. So that experience is going to be coming to iPhone.
So you're using Cortana on your phone with your PC running Windows 10. All's well.
Yes. But you know, even if you're not using Windows 10, having all of the Microsoft apps plus Cortana on your iPhone is still something you could do. So you could take advantage of Cortana as a Mac user. And I look at this and I'm like, all right, it's time for Apple, and we know Apple is working on improving Siri, but it's time for Apple to really step up their Siri game, because there's a lot of people out there that, if they had the option, would prefer to use Cortana over Siri on their iPhones.
Yes.
And Microsoft is going to make that happen, presumably later this year.
This is just so smart. You know, I can never see Steve Ballmer thinking this way. He just didn't have the engineering talent to conceive of these kinds of solutions that Microsoft's doing nowadays. I'm liking Microsoft more and more every day.
That's not a phrase that I would have expected any of us to be saying even a couple years ago.
I know. There's something about the company. They just refresh themselves. They're doing things smart. They're doing things that serve the customer. They're not doing things that are laughable and stupid. I saw a Surface 3 ad last night during the hockey game. And, you know, they stopped trying to compare it to the iPad and they're focusing on what it can do for you. And it's kind of coming together.
That's pretty smart. So I'm sitting here saying, wow, this is really smart. John's saying, wow, this is really smart. And Brian, you're totally silent.
Yeah, you know, I don't know where I want to go mentally with this. I mean, it's certainly a good thing for Microsoft to do, and it really reflects the new reality that even though Microsoft still dominates personal computers, the company is absolutely the underdog in mobile and is not the thought leader on the desktop. And, you know, these sorts of moves, the fact that Microsoft has to do this sort of thing, has to actually try to bring all of its services to whatever platform you're using, is just an excellent indication of how they don't own all the platforms anymore.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. It's very clear Microsoft does not own all the platforms, but it's very clear they want to.
Well, but they're actually willing to. I mean, they wanted to under Steve Ballmer. Steve Ballmer, you know, very much tried to make Office a Surface killer app, you know, and failed. They tried to under Steve Ballmer be all of the operating systems just like they've always done, but they failed. And under Satya Nadella's leadership, the angle is, well, we're going to have some of the desktops. We're not going to necessarily, we're going to have some of the operating systems. We're going to have some of the platforms. And it's fascinating. It's a fascinating turn of events compared to where we were 20 years ago, maybe even 15 years ago, 10 years ago. You know, it's super interesting. And certainly it's a good thing. I'd like Apple to be pushed on Siri. Siri has not made as much progress as I would like to see it make. It's become more usable, but she just doesn't do more yet. And I want her to do more.
Yes, I agree. Siri needs to do more. Now, when I said Microsoft wants to own all the platforms, I didn't mean they want to have Windows on every device. What I meant was they want Microsoft to be the set of go-to tools on every platform. So it doesn't matter if you're running iOS or Android or OS X, the tools that you use need to be Microsoft. I think that's the real focus of what they're trying to do now.
The best part of that is, in order to achieve that strategy, these tools have to be very good and attract people rather than just living off the legacy of Windows and forcing it down people's throats. So this strategy requires really good stuff that serves the customer.
Microsoft's entire existence was seemingly predicated on the it's good enough mindset, and that was true both at Microsoft and with Windows developers. And it does, in fact, seem like that is changing, at least internally within Microsoft.
I agree, and I'm actually glad to see that change, because they have incredibly talented engineers. They should be able to really leverage that talent and come up with some amazing tools. And when we get those tools, then that means that Apple and Google have to really step up their games to compete, which means ultimately it doesn't matter which company the tools come from that we use. We're going to win because they're all going to be better. At least that's the theory. And I hope that's how it plays out. So, hey, we're about out of time.
Oh, no.
I know. So, we're going to have to wrap up. So, Dave, no, Dave's not here. Wait, I've been away for a few days. I need to look at the name tags. You're Brian. You're John. You understand why I was confusing the thing. I mean, Brian, when I look at you, oftentimes I think Dave.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Anyhow, thanks to both of you for being here, even if I don't know who you are. And thanks to Cocotec and Pathfinder 7 for being our sponsor this week. Head over to their website, cocotec.com/Pathfinder, and download Pathfinder 7, because even if you're not sure if this is something that you really need to use, it's really great to experience how other companies are imagining how we can interact with our Macs. So it's really great just to test out for that. Use the discount code TDO to save yourself a few dollars when you decide that it's time for you to buy it. Listeners, thank you for joining us today. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.